You're listening to the Exhibit Report Podcast, episode number 12. The Exhibit Report Podcast is your source for insights, tips, and ideas on how to increase revenue by marketing your business in live events. Events like home and garden shows, boat shows, RV shows, outdoor events, and much more. I'm your host, Gary Neidert. Welcome to today's episode, Beware of Crabs. Here's what we'll cover today. The story of crabs. Crabs all around. Crabs at events. And what to do about crabs. Well, who am I? Who is Gary Neidert? Since 1992, I've worked with home improvement type companies, helping them to market their businesses in live events, specifically the Dallas Home and Garden Show, the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show, the Texas Home and Garden Show Houston, and the Las Colinas Home Show. I'm a husband, been married for over 22 years. I'm a father. I've got one daughter who is a social media rock star. She currently works for a major nonprofit organization based in Dallas. Grandfather, I have a grandson who will be 5 years old in February, and a granddaughter who just turned 2 in December. I'm a podcaster, and some of my hobbies, I like to read about marketing. I like developing YouTube videos, and I've got a Honda Trail 90 sitting in my garage just waiting for me to get out there and get it going again. I keep saying that, but eventually I am going to get it on the road and get it running and ride it. A little bit more about my background. When I was in college, I enjoyed getting junk mail or direct mail. I thought it was so cool that you could sell people stuff in the mail. You could persuade someone to buy something by mail. I thought it was great. Since then, I've been a student of direct response marketing, and I've applied marketing principles to selling exhibit space as well as working with clients as they exhibit in our home and garden shows. Why I'm doing this podcast, I want to be able to inspire, I want to inform, I want to teach, and I want to entertain. So let's just get right into it. Beware of crabs. Now, I have no idea what you're thinking about when I first told the title of this. Who knows what you're thinking? But there is really a good story behind this. It's called The Story of the Crab Bucket. I don't know where this originated, but I watched a video on YouTube, and it's true. So here we go. I'm just going to read The Story of the Crab Bucket, and then we'll talk about how it applies to home and garden shows and live events. The story of the crab bucket. One time, a man was walking along the beach and saw another man fishing in the surf with a bait bucket beside him. As he drew closer, he saw that the bait bucket had no lid, but yet had live crabs inside. "Why don't you cover your bait bucket so the crabs won't escape?" he asked. "You don't understand," the fisherman replied. "If there's one crab in the bucket, it would surely crawl out very quickly. However, when there are many crabs in the bucket, or even just one other crab in the bucket, if the one crab tries to crawl up the side, the other crabs will hold it and pull it back down so that it will share the same fate as the rest of them." So it is with people. If one tries to do something different, get better grades, improve themselves, escape their environment, or dream big dreams, other people will try to drag them back down to share their fate. So how does all this apply to shows? As I said, I've been doing the shows for a long time, since 1992, and I've watched how exhibitors respond and react to new exhibitors. And I really don't think it's a conscious thing or that they choose to go out there and say, I'm going to act like a crab today, and I'm going to grab hold of this guy's pants leg, and I'm going to infect his attitude and just pull him back in the bucket with me so I can be miserable with a bunch of people around me. I don't think it's like that. I think it's a subconscious thing that people do where they just want to be, they want to be miserable together with a bunch of other people. And just like in life, have you ever felt like someone was grabbing your leg and trying to pull it down, keep you from achieving what it is that you want to achieve? You know, could it be a coworker? Could it be a friend? Maybe even a boss. But in life, we have people around us that, without knowing what they're doing necessarily, they'll say something that will try to detract from our dreams, detract from our goals, try to put a roadblock in front of us to keep us from our goals. So what about crabs at the shows? How could this be? Everybody's there to sell and get a lot of business, right? In the shows, you've got all sorts of people, all sorts of mixes of business owners, general managers, managers of businesses, employees, contract employees, people that want to be there, people that don't care. In the midst of this, there'll be exhibitors, people working a booth that will come up to the new guy and say, and they'll start talking about all the bad things that they see that's wrong with the show or they think is wrong with the show. Over time, I've seen this happen way too many times. It can directly affect the new person. Not only the new person, but if someone's come into the show, they've been successful for a couple of events, and then they start talking to some of their exhibitors or some of the crabs in the bucket, it pulls the new guy that's got, he's excited about the shows, he wants to be there, he knows what he wants to do. The neighbors, the crabs around him kind of pull him into the bucket. But here's the curious thing about all this. The same people that will complain about a show or an event, it doesn't matter if it's a home and garden show, an RV show, a boat show, the state fair, an outdoor festival, a food event, whatever. There's going to be people there that think that they know how to run the show better than the people that's putting it on. That's not to say that we don't need to learn. The people producing shows, they need to be in a place to be able to learn what to do and receive feedback from people that's exhibiting. But if it's a constant drone of just complain, and they do that to the other exhibitors and it pulls them down, it just affects the show overall. And all of a sudden, you've got a bunch of crabs in a bucket. And they're all trying to grab everybody else that wants to escape the bucket to be successful, and they're just holding them back. So, again, let's go back to this. If a show or an event is so bad, and if doing shows is so bad, why do so many people do all sorts of events, and the guys that complain, you'll see them at all the other events? If you've been doing shows for a while, or any kind of events, or if you're new to doing this, be on the watch out and be observant and tell your employees, if you're not the one that's working the booth, make sure that your employees know what to be on the lookout for. And just picture this. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of crabs or if you've gone crabbing before. Years ago, my father-in-law, he lived on the bay down by Baytown. He had a house right there on the water, on the bay. He had crab traps and would go out, and we go, trying to catch crabs. And I remember there was one time he had a great big old feast. He had invited a bunch of people, and we went down there and caught crabs all day long. They're nasty little creatures. And you pull them up, and they blow bubbles out their mouth. So if somebody comes up to you and they start complaining about a show, just bring this mental picture of a crab blowing bubbles out its mouth. And that's what somebody that's complaining is doing. You don't want that nasty bubble blowing all over, do you? I mean, it's almost like emotional vomit. But it happens with seasoned exhibitors. It happens with new exhibitors. And it especially happens with people who have wrong expectations of the shows or the events, or they don't follow basic principles of working shows. And speaking of foundational principles or basic principles of working shows, we talked about this in an episode before, but I want to go over it again. Three foundational rules of marketing at live events. Number one, you have to engage attendees. Number two, the three-second rule. Number three, follow up. Engaging attendees, you have to greet everyone that walks by your booth. You ask a question while handing an attendee a show flyer. An open-ended question. Don't ask yes or no questions. Ask open-ended questions because it causes them to answer. It's easy to answer yes or no, but they'll stop and engage a little bit. But engage the attendees. At least say, hey, how's it going? What brought you to the show? The three-second rule. People have short attention spans, and they are bombarded with all kinds of information every day. So you have 3 seconds to tell people what you do, why the prospect should stop and talk with you, and who you are. You give them a quick message. 3-second rule. And then follow up. This is the most important one of any of them. Lack of follow-up is one of the biggest failures of all exhibitors. Doesn't matter whether it's a trade show or a consumer show. There are people that exhibit in events that collect names, they get good prospects, and prospects that left their information and wanted someone to follow up with them have complained that they never did get a phone call from the people that collected the name. So that's the major thing. That's the three foundational rules of marketing at live events. Don't forget them. Engage attendees, the 3-second rule, and follow up. Those are basic rules. You do those, you'll be successful in shows. You'll be very successful in shows. So what do you do about crabs? Well, you know the basic principles of working an event, which we just talked about, and do them. Don't just know them, you got to do them. And make sure everyone working a booth knows what to do and make sure that they do it, whether it's you, your staff, or all of you. You got to have a game plan or a goal of what you want from the event and let everyone working the booth know what it is. Print it out and make sure everyone working the booth has one. And they work on it. They review it. You review it with them throughout the day, at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day. And you've got to ignore the crabs. Don't let other exhibitors complain about whatever it is that's going on in their lives. Don't let them hang on to your leg and try to pull you back into the crab bucket. And don't let them do that to your staff. Stay focused on your goal for the event, because other people will try to pull you off of that. And if that happens, you've lost out. Now, I'm not saying people do this on purpose. There might be one or two that do if it's a competitor. But for the most part, I think people, they just don't really, that's just their nature of what they're doing. So here's the moral of the story. As I've said, ignore the crabs. You've got to charge ahead and do what's right for you and your company. It probably won't be easy, but if you don't ignore the crabs, you'll soon become one and pulled into the bucket. once in that bucket, you'll end up being someone's dinner. What's it going to be? Well, some future topics. How's that for a transition from being real serious? Some future topics. Beware of the shiny object. Beware of big promises, especially from a new show or a new business. Not to say that you don't do business with someone that's just starting out, but you have to make sure that they're qualified and you're reasonably sure they can pull off what they're saying or that they promised to you. Why home and garden shows? Don't sell the job, sell the appointment. Stack the deck in your favor, market your business in live events, and let prospects know you will be in an event. So our next episode, we're going to talk about don't sell the job, but sell the appointment. Now, this podcast is made possible by the Texas Home and Garden Show Series. That's who I work for. We produce home and garden shows in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Las Colinas. Now, if you're ready to influence your ideal prospect in person and face-to-face, the shows are a great way to do it. You get to interview your prospect. They get to interview you. And you can do in a show what you can't do by email or a website. You get to shake the person's hand and see them and look them in the eye. For more information about the shows or if you want to see what's coming up and if you want to get involved in them, call me. My number is 972-771-7899. In the near future, you'll be able to find us on Facebook as well as iTunes, and I'll let you know when we're live on each one. And remember, when you're working on your advertising calendar, always consider marketing your business to your prospects at live events, like our home and garden shows. It's your chance to show and sell. Now, you can do that, right? Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm Gary Neidert, and you've just experienced the Exhibitor Report podcast.